Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're up to the 29th chapter of 1 Samuel. And you remember what's going on. The Philistines are coming against Israel. Israel's in one camp, the Philistines in another camp. Saul is terrified. David is with the Philistines. David and his army. And so Saul was so scared. He wanted to hear from the Lord, and the Lord wasn't answering. And so Saul went to the medium in Endor. She conjured up Samuel, and Samuel said, "What are you doing?" And the bottom line is, Saul is terrified because he knows he's about to die. Tomorrow is what Samuel said. And chapter 29 is short. It's just 11 verses, so I want to read the whole thing. Watch what happens here. Verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, while the Israelites were camping by the spring, which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines were proceeding on by hundreds and by thousands. And David and his men were proceeding on in the rear with Achish. Now, remember, Achish has said, "You will be my bodyguard forever and ever." Remember that? So David was back there with Achish. Verse 3. Then the commander of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" And Achish said to the commanders of the Philistines, "Is this not David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, who has been with me these days, or rather these years? And I have found no fault in him from the day he deserted to me to this day." But the commanders of the Philistines were angry with him. So they're angry with their commander. And the commander of the Philistines said to him, "Make the man go back, that he may return to his place where you have assigned him, and do not let him go down to battle with us. Or in battle, he may become an adversary to us. For with what could this man make himself acceptable to his Lord? Would it not be the heads of these men?" So the commanders of the Philistines saw there could be a real problem here. They didn't trust David. It's sort of interesting because Achish had just convinced himself that David was on his side literally from the beginning. The commanders didn't buy into that. And they said, no, you send him back. You send him back. We don't want to go into battle with him because we might get into battle with him and he will turn against us and against our men. And what better way to ingratiate himself to Saul than to do exactly that? And then they reminded Achish of some stuff here. Verse 5, the commander said this, "Is this not David for whom they sing in the dances saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. So see, that declaration, those songs, those dances had gone throughout the entire region. Everybody knew about it. So Achish responds, verse 6, and he called David and said to him, "As the Lord lives, you have been upright, and you're going out and you're coming in with me in the army are pleasing in my sight, for I have not found evil in you from the day of your coming to me to this day. Nevertheless, you are not pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Now, therefore, return and go in peace, that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines." So he's saying, "Hey, my commanders, they don't approve of you doing this, so just go back to the home base back here, and we will go forward in this." Well, David says this, verse 8, David said to Achish, "But what have I done? And what have you found in your servant from the day when I came before you to this day, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord, the king?" So Achish replied to David, "I know that you are pleasing in my sight, like an angel of God. Nevertheless, the commanders of the Philistines have said, he must not go up with us to battle. So now, then arise early in the morning with the servants of your Lord who have come with you. And as soon as you've arisen early in the morning and have light, depart." So David arose early, he and his men, to depart in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went to Jezreel. Now, it's interesting to see what's going on here, is it not? Because David had said, "Yeah, I'll go to battle with you." Achish wanted him to go to battle with him. David said, "Yeah," he and his men. And they would be going to battle against their own people. And they knew this. Achish thought that he had been doing only good things for him. But remember, David and his men had been going out and doing all sorts of raids, but they were raiding people up on the land that were really part of Achish's people. We'll put it that way, okay? And David was dealing with eliminating people that God had told them to eliminate many, 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 many years before, and they had not. So David's doing that. Achish had no clue. They're totally annihilating every one of the towns, so no report was coming back as to who it actually was doing this. Now, David nearly is trapped because he's about to go into battle against his people with the enemy of his people. So what is he to do? We haven't seen him say a word about it other than the fact that I'm going to do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. But you see the hand of the deliverance of the Lord. Do you not see that? Because now the commanders come along and say, hey, we don't want him to go. We want to go. And Achish says, no, man, he's been great. He's been wonderful. Well, then David is told by Achish what happens. And David says, what have I done? What have I done? Okay. Is he feigning this? Well, yes, but he's also seeing the hand of God. But he wants to know, what have I done? And the king says, you haven't done anything. You've been a great servant to me from the first day you've come. You've been pleasing in my sight. Pleasing in my sight to such a degree that he actually calls David an angel of God. An angel of God. But then he says, well, nevertheless, though, the commanders don't want you to go, so you can't go into battle with us. And so it gives us some insight into the power of this particular Philistine king. There's actually five major Philistine cities, and they all had their own little king, little kingdoms. And these are not like cities like we think of New York and San Francisco. If you live anywhere in an urban area, just think of the five communities within your urban area right there. And that's what the city would be like, you know. And but David is seeing that God is delivering him and his people from having to go in the battle. And so what does David do? He gets up early the next morning with his men. They depart. They go back to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines go up to Jezreel. Who's in Jezreel? What have we seen in the first verse right here? The Israelites are in Jezreel. Well, what's going to happen right here? Well, you're going to have a battle. You're going to have something that occur right here. So what's the point to us? Sometimes we wait upon the Lord to bring forth the deliverance that he wants, that brings the greatest glory to him. Could David and his men have packed up and just run off? Well, yeah. Where would they have run to? Well, they could have run back to Israel, but they had problems there, right? They're still being pursued. They could have gone to some other places, but he didn't do anything. He waited to see what was going to happen, and the Lord delivered him. May we do likewise. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode.